Sri Ramana was great. And if it wasn't you, O Christ, who made him great, there must be another who can make souls great in the order of the Spirit. Since it seems to me Sri Ramana was as great in the scheme of your mystery as many who adorn themselves with your name and call themselves by it. If it wasn't your grace, O Christ, that made him great, then there must be another who dispenses grace, some form of grace anyway. Unless one can make himself great without recourse to your grace or your spirit, your grace or anything else. But then, O Christ, if it is you who made him so great, how will those who bear your sign on their brows, in the sight of men, not stumble on his greatness when by chance or grace they meet him? For on his brow, which does indeed shine, no one can see the cross imparting its light to him. No one, not even himself. And what anguish there is for your disciples who feel the burning of his fire's glare. For too often the cross fails to shine from the brows of those it has signed. And what is the cross without the Spirit? It is your divine play to draw people to yourself through Sri Ramana, through your brilliance shining forth from Sri Ramana's brow. And no one guesses that it was your own cross, hidden in the guha, wherefrom those rays sprang up, drawing the crowds to you, to your spirit, by your spirit, though he remained unknown and undetectable, running the risk that among the crowd some carrying your cross on their brows, but grown weary of a sign wherefrom the spirit fails to shine forth, might be led astray. If you are Satya, truth, if you are Sat, being, if you are life and light, then it is you, and it can only be you, the Om of truth, immortality, light, resounding in our Upanishads, the Shabda Brahman, who makes our singers and rishis tremble. For you are the word coming into the world, giving to all the voice, Vak, of which the spirit alone possesses complete knowledge, Scientiam habet vocis, that is born of the spirit. It is you, the light of dawn, who makes our Arunachala blush, you, the linga of fire we venerate in the temple at the foot of the mountain. And it is you who, in the various murtis, deign in a worthy kenosis to make yourself present to your worshippers, seeking you in the guise of the beautiful child Murugan, worshipping kind Gopala. And it is you who then lead everyone to the mystery of your unique incarnation in the womb of the Virgin Mary, just as you led the willful Israelites with endless patience from Horeb to Tabor, Mount Moriah to Golgotha. You who shine forth in the mystery of the Guha, seen there by our rishis, they say that first you were revealed as hidden, Guhachara, Guhachara, Guda. You, the Brahman, giving ritual potency to our Vedic mantras. You, the incomparable Brahman, shining forth as the I Am in the eternal presence of the Father, in the mystery of my own heart, in the bosom of I. You who empty yourself even into those mysteries not belonging to your church, for those who are not yet able to come into your church. Even the troops of Joshua were unable to hear the call of the Beatitudes and to taste the Eucharistic manna, and yet who long for your spirit so much more eagerly in their faith and their love than your fathers did when they entered into Canaan. For the edification of your church, that her members might finally realize that to sign the brow at the Holy Cross is not enough. Rather, the brow thus signed must shine forth and glow with the glory of the living God. O my beloved, why are you hiding under the guise of Shiva and Arunachala, of Sri Ramana, the Rishi, and Sadashiva, the naked wanderer, to give me your grace? Is it your divine play? You take every form. You play with us, for you want us to seek you out beyond every form. No form in the world is not you, you who hide yourself from the ignorant, who reveal yourself to those who know. You condemned yourself in the person of Pilate, flogged yourself in the Roman soldier. Your name, may it be blessed, is invoked in the Navedya of our temples, in the sacred flame, since you made it when you established your memorial. Is it not you in the depths from whom they receive nourishment without knowing what the faithful know when they receive prasadam? And is it not your spirit that warms them when they, filled with desire, move their joined hands through the flame? You are everywhere in yourself, and in you everything is, O God, word, primordial light, the Om whose echo we utter with our lips. You are in yourself and within yourself, in our temples and in our churches, in the murtis kept in the mandirs and the icons kept in cathedrals. You, O Vak, O Word, are the Veda the Brahmin priests utter in their rituals. You are the Rig, you the Sama, you the Yajur, you are the Udgita and all the others. You are the one offering and the one to whom all is offered. You are in that which is offered, for outside of you, what can be? You are Shiva, the benevolent one, Dakshinamurti, the master of wisdom, Murugan, the beautiful god, the child god, Skanda, the sun, Singeshvara, the one who destroys obstacles, Shanmugan, with six faces looking everywhere. You are Nilakanta, who swallows poison for us, that you might obtain the Amrita, the drink of immortality. You are Nataraja, the victorious dancer who tramples on the demons you lay low. And you play your love games in the sanctuaries of our Tamil land, whom our holy ones sing. You are Anbe Shiva, Shiva, who is love. November 1956, Mana Mandir, Kumbhakanam.